I'm just recording this to send to you. I know you're climbing and out of range. I actually can't talk very loud because my parents are at the lake house this week. I'm in my bed. Well, you know what it looks like. You've been in here. I've been playing with myself for the last half hour, thinking about you. Thinking about that day you came by. So many times, and you made me come so many times. I know you still have another week on the rock, or wherever you are in Oregon. Just been thinking so much about just everything we've done together. This is the first time you put your mouth on me in the classroom. You look at my pussy, made me come. And the first time you came to the house, it's all a blur. Mummies have come so many times. Fucked me every which way. Oh god. I actually ordered a butt plug, it's more of a toy, I guess, because I was so missing that feeling, you know, when you took my ass. It's two times when you're here. I had to order it. Have it sent somewhere to pick up, because you know I couldn't really have it sent here. So it was a bit of a project. Anyway, I have it inside me right now. Oh my god. And I chose one that has like a little vibrator inside it. I just turned it on. But it doesn't feel like, doesn't feel anything like when you were here. Now I'm just playing with my clit. All the toys in my ass. Before I started this call, I was thinking about when you come by off the mountain or whatever, off the road. We can take a shower together. What do you think? We didn't get a chance to use outdoor shower. I love that shower. Oh, it's so good. And you know what? I've kind of let my personal grooming go. So got like a little bit of a 70s porn bush going on right now. Well, it wasn't a bush, but you know, it's grown in. Well, I was thinking that when you come, maybe you can help me shave it off. Or if you like it like that. Or both. Maybe you can. You can do whatever you want, but eventually I do want you to help me shave it off. I think that would be fun. And then once you shave off my growth, make stubble. You can start looking me out in the shower. Look at how Turn around, stick my ass out, and you start licking me up from behind. I think you made your preference known last time you were here. This is a weird piece of trivia, but I read somewhere a long time ago that modern man is obsessed with big boobs because actually primordial man would choose their mates by how plentiful the female's buttocks were, and in modern times big boobs kind of mimic fleshy ass cheeks. But I digress. Okay. So we're in the shower, and you're looking me up from behind. Oh God, I love that. You just like kind of spike your tongue forward to catch my clit, and you kind of run it towards the back. Then we'll swipe it up my ass, and you like take your hands and you just part my cheeks a little bit so that your tongue is licking my ass crack, but also kind of scraping the inside of my ass cheeks. Oh my fucking God, I love that so much. We were here. Oh God, this thing in my ass feels so good. Oh my God. And I'm just standing there in the shower. Letting you do whatever you want. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what he's gonna do. And sure enough, you stand up. You can't wait anymore. It's been 3 weeks, and you stand up and you rub your hard cock in between my upper thighs, like right where my thighs meet my crotch. Meet my pussy, rather. And even underneath beneath the jets of the shower, it's still clear how wet I am. The moisture between my pussy lips, and you just kind of rub and you cock. So good. And then you tell me to bend one leg. There's like a ledge in the shower. It's like a low ledge, you know, if somebody wants to sit down. You tell me to put my foot on that ledge so that I'm more open for you. Oh my God, I'm so wet right now. Here, I'm gonna have a taste actually. Hold on. Oh, so good. And you tell me to put one leg up, and you come down on your knees, and you lick me out a little bit more. Oh fuck, you're just making me wait. You know I want your cock inside. Come on. So I just grab your hair and pull you back up, so I stop fucking around. And you just take your cock and you just like slip it into my pussy like in one go. Oh God. I can't wait. I'm having with my fingers in my pussy right now. Along with the butt plug. Oh, I feel so full. It reminds me of that time. Remember that time when you were fucking me? And you had your fingers in my ass. That's what it felt like. I mean, that was much better, of course. Oh yeah. And you have your hands in my hips, and you're just like fucking me long and deep. I'm so good. Oh God. I can remember this so well. Like, oh, I can feel like just that. Ahead of your all the mouth of my pussy and then you push it all the way in and I can feel your like your hips really all the way up to my ass cheeks. Oh god. And I crank my head back and to kiss you. And you plunge your tongue in my mouth and your hands on my front. Oh god, so my mouth is so wet. I can't tell you how wet I am right now. And your hands wrap forward and you're just like cradling my boobs. Oh, my heavy tits and just like in your palms and you're like running your thumbs over my tiny nipples. Oh, so good. Oh, and then you sneak one hand down, play with my clit. You know I love that. And you know it's come so fast with you. I'm already so horny. So I want to tell you the story. I mean, I want to be able to finish. Oh my god. I wish you could be here. She could live my best. So wet. Oh god. Anyway, and then I tell you, oh, I really want to suck your cock for a little bit, okay? So you say, okay, babe, and you pull out, and I turn around, and I sit right down on that ledge where my foot was, it's perfect height, and I wrap my lips around just the head of your cock, and I just run my tongue on the underside of the head there, I have one hand cradling your balls and the other one the base of your cock. And I just start sucking you gradually, like starting out kind of just licking and soft teasing, but pretty soon I'm just like devouring your cock so good. Soon you're pretty much fucking my face. You can feel the head of your cock, tightness in my throat, and I'm kind of gagging a little bit. Right on my, oh, so good. Just want to like take you inside me, you know. I'm sure, pretty sure my eyes are watering, but the shower's still going, so, you know, everything is just cascading down, and just hovering on your cock there, oh god, and one hand pumping you in, and then the other hand, like, kind of sneaking back, and rubbing your asshole, too, because I want you to know how good that feels. I'm facing away from the water, so I'm able to reach down with my finger and like wet my finger in my pussy and then bring it to your ass and kind of just rub it a little bit. I'm sucking your cock. I'm happy you like that. Me acting like you do. Oh, so wet, babe. I can't wait. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not going too far away from college, because I'm definitely going to want to see you on the weekends when I come home. Hope you're not going anywhere. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to be clingy or anything. I just kind of want you to just kind of use my body a little bit every now and then, if that's okay with you. Oh my god. You're sucking on your cock there. Well, we both know where we want to end up, right? Let's be clear. But I'm gonna let you tell me when it's time. But I'm just gonna hang out here because I'm really, really enjoying myself right this second. So I just keep doing that for like another minute or two or three. I don't know. Time is kind of elastic when we're together. And finally I kind of feel you kind of like tugging me, like kind of gently tugging me up to standing, and stand up and we kiss deeply. Oh, he's such a good kisser. We turn around, and it just so happens that, well, there's coconut oil in this shower cabin that we use for, for skin. Let's say, I don't know if you noticed, but I say, hey, we have this. Well, I'm gonna tell you that when you come. we can use this if you want. And you say, yeah, I mean, you're pretty wet, but sure. So you turn off the water now, because, you know, oil and water and all that. Turn off the water. And take some of that coconut oil. When you come back down on your knees and you very thoroughly and just taking your time, it's like smearing that oil all over my ass and a little bit inside my ass. It's so good. It smells good too. And you actually kind of stick your tongue back in my asshole. I wonder if it tastes like coconut cream pie. And you stand back up and you smear some on your cock too, and it's so fucking hot, and I turn around and look at you and it's like all slick. And you say, baby, put your hands on the bench, bend over a little bit, just lean down a little bit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, open your ass up a little bit more. And I said, okay. And you take it out of your cock. I can't see what you're doing, but I can feel it. Oh my god. I guess I'm just a total ass freak now, but I have this thing in my ass right now, so that's what I'm thinking about. And you, put the head of your cock right in the eye of my ass there. You're just kind of like posing it there, like imprinting, I guess, not even pressing in, just standing there. I can feel like my body, like kind of the portal starting to kind of open up to welcome you. It's just like I can barely breathe, and then you push in a little bit, like barely, barely at all, like maybe, I don't know, half an inch or half a cockhead or something. And oh god, and I would probably gasp a little bit or hold my breath, just anticipating. And you say, baby, reach back with one hand, open your cheek, because I'm leaning it out on the other hand. So I reach back with one hand, and then you also use one hand to open me up, and you start to saw into my body gently, a little bit at a time. And then at one moment, at a certain moment in time, you just like push yourself. Like, I mean, it must be all the way in or most of the way in. And it's so good. Oh, missed you so much. Oh, God. I don't think anyone's going to be able to do this for me. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to come home every couple of weeks. Or you'll have to come up. You have to come up on campus or something. Anyway. Oh my God, this vibrator in my ass is amazing. Oh God. And I'm wondering, are you gonna come inside me this time, or are you gonna do that thing that you like to do, and you're gonna pull out, come all over my backside? I guess I'll have to find out when you get here. Alright, baby, I'm just gonna come, okay? I'm just gonna think about. When you listen to this message, just know that's what I'm thinking about. But I'm not going to talk anymore. Because I really want to come right now. Oh my God, I'm like clenching on this toy. Oh, it's so good. Let it go. Okay, call me when you get a signal, okay? Or text me. I really want to see you.